town of Sparta, Kentucky, bought a new fire engine this year. The first payment is due next spring. Now, Sparta is a small town, and the fire engine costs $180,000. How do you pay for the fire engine without every citizen in town losing his or her shirt? Take it off. Take it all off, including that boot. The exotic dancers at the Racers Premier Gentlemen's Club of Sparta are helping the city to pay for that fire engine by passing around a boot Friday and Saturday nights. Sparta's fire chief, Wallace Patrick, joins us. Chief Patrick, thanks very much for being with us.
Yes.
And wouldn't a lot of towns ask the Kiwanis Club to kick in, not the exotic dancers?
There actually is not one located here in the county.
A Kiwanis Club?
Correct.
As I understand it, the dancers stepped forward, as it were?
Yes, they basically approached us and asked us, you know, about the ideal, asked us what we thought. Mm-hmm. We didn't really have no choice at the time. We needed the truck due to the way that the city was growing, one being the Kentucky Speedway that just come in, business that is tax-free. They don't have to pay taxes, so therefore we have to supply the services. But we don't get no money out of it, but our equipment had to be updated to provide them services.
How is this done on Friday and Saturday nights?
What they do, like songs that are related to fire, and they'll pass around a fire boot throughout the patrons of the club, and then they'll make the donations, and then we take the money that is donated, and we put it in an account to pay for the truck.
Uh-huh. Sounds like you've been there, Chief.
Yes, I have.
Good time?
It's okay.
Really? Now, how much money have you collected, and how much do you need?
We need $24,000 to make the payment for a year, mm-hmm. And I'm going to roughly say, Janie, what do you think? I'm talking to our city clerk.
Okay, I was going to ask who Janie was. Yeah. Give her our regards, please.
I would say upwards, just off the top of my head, of $5,000. We started in April collecting. There's been a couple of weekends that we haven't, just because you give the girls a break. You know, they're doing it out of the kindness of their heart to give to us. So, you know, I mean, you can't sit there and be a beggar all the time.
Yeah. Chief Patrick, I mean this with respect. I'm wondering if in this day and age anyone has suggested to you that might also be an effective fundraising mechanism to have members of the department dance and solicit contributions.
We don't really want to go that far. I mean, I think it's went far enough personally. They're professionals at it. We are not.
They don't put out fires and you don't dance.
Right. Right.
Well, Chief Patrick, nice talking to you, sir. Good luck.
Thank you.
Chief Wallace Patrick of the Volunteer Fire Department in Sparta, Kentucky.